Kodak, pick the topic. We ain't following trends. We doing interviews with JoJo in the back of the Benz. This the JoJo and Big Homie show. We bringing the heat. iHeartRadio with 105.3 to beat. We just clean house. Let me clear up your lens. Talk a lot of shit, but still come back with the win. I know people capping just to try to fit in, but when that.
What's up? It's the Big Homie's house. It's the Big Homie Kodak back in the flesh. What's up? You forgot how we do it?
You usually open it up. Don't be trying to switch it up now because we got the show. It's JoJo Alonzo, the baddest Boricua of the game, okay, and this is the Big Homie's house.
Yes, sir.
God damn it.
We got a guest in the building.
Shit.
How you doing?
Hey, I'm Isis.
Isis, yeah. We got Isis. The girls are ruling. Sorry, the girls are taking over in this episode. So I hope you're ready for some real toxic ass shit. Yeah, I know. Oh yeah, the mask.
All that toxic shit that caught up to you. Now look at you.
The mask. Don't worry about the mask. It's just precautionary measures. She over here coughing and shit.
Oh fuck.
Because of you.
Yeah, I came in.
It ain't because of me, nigga. Fuck you.
It's contagious.
She been getting flued out.
I'm fearing for my life.
She been getting flued out and shit.
I'm the only nigga in here that's safe.
You need a mask. Why you playing?
Yeah, 2-1.
And you ain't safe. I heard you don't like using condoms.
Ooh. Who told you that? Somebody lied. Bro, that. You know that's a goddamn lie. I don't use mouth condoms.
That's nasty.
Ew, that's even worse.
You just eating.
Yes, you just eating dirty coochie.
Hungry.
You supposed to use a condom when you...
No, just don't eat coochie at all.
Right.
Nah, if a nigga told you he don't eat coochie,
it's over with him.
No, that's when you... That's okay. That's what they say when they a little nervous. You know? Yeah. You can make them. So I prefer for
you
him.
Can make... What?
I prefer for a guy to tell me like, nah, I don't really do this.
I had a guy though. He told me that he really don't... He only like gave head to one girl before in his life. That was his girlfriend. And he just wasn't on that.
He gonna be eating
And
this.
Then one day I just got him there and he just started eating that shit. Exactly. And I was just thinking like, damn, like you should have just not ate me out because it's not that good.
Look at you. Look at you.
He could have saved the mouth.
He could have saved it. Yes. But I felt like I popped his cherry, so I felt kind of good about it. I'm like, damn, he eat my fucking vagina.
Hey, look at this nigga that everybody want eating this.
I'm thing. Like, yeah, you better eat that shit. Fuck you thought,
you
nigga.
You just be eating it. Just, hey, I'm eating it.
He eat ass, too.
I like to eat it.
So you meet a girl, you eating it.
Yeah.
Nah, it depends. I gotta like the aesthetic. Like, I can't eat, like, if you're not thick, I'm not eating your pussy.
Or if her house dirty, you go over to her house dirty, you can't eat her coochie.
Right. Yeah, because if your house dirty, your pussy definitely dirty.
No, for sure.
Like, is it really go hand in hand?
No, facts.
Like, you got.
What about their car? What if their car dirty? That mean their pussy dirty?
No, I think that's probably the opposite. Dirty car probably got the best pussy.
Thank you, because my car is a fucking mess.
And you have a great pussy.
I do, wow. Actually.
What about you?
My car's clean. My pussy's great.
Okay.
So
okay.
I don't know.
We just said that. Not just kidding. I don't fucking know.
It's like I kind of wanted to lie, but it's like
my car, don't lie.
My car really not dirty.
Oh yeah.
But the pussy is really good.
Mm. Okay. Maybe we can go both ways. You know, I got a child, so she got shit everywhere.
Okay.
No, your house is dirty because of you.
No, my house ain't dirty, stupid ass nigga. My house ain't dirty. My car is fucked up.
And you ain't got no air conditioning.
I don't have no air conditioning. I don't have no air conditioning in my car. It fucking broke. And then I went to go get it fixed, and they didn't fix it. So now I'm just like,
did
fuck
you get
y'all.
Your money back from that?
No, I didn't.
You letting this whole
fuck year. Them and fuck Chevy Randall, bitch. Ooh. Yeah.
Fuck you.
Anyway, shit, let's kick it off. There you go.
See?
The first segment of the show, The Porch. Now, what's been going on in pop culture and society? What's happening out here?
Oh, my God. What is going on? Shit, rent going up, goddammit.
Rent is definitely
going
up.
Gas is going up, goddammit. Like, STD rates going up. Everything going up. Fuck. Except for these niggas. I can't get not no nigga. Fuck these niggas.
You know, nigga?
No.
I think that's a reflection of you.
Probably.
Like, with gas going up, like, do you expect, like, if a nigga asks you out, do you expect him to cover gas?
I expect for him to cover everything.
Absolutely. And I expect him to pump it as well.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
I'm a Jersey bitch. I don't even pump gas.
Yeah. They don't allow you to, actually, in Jersey.
You got to pump my... I would pay a homeless person to pump my gas. I do not like pumping gas.
Yeah. I don't mind pumping gas. I don't like taking out the trash. That's what I don't like doing. Thank God for valet trash.
No, we're not going to skip over the fact that John said a guy has to pay your gas if he invites you
so
out.
So if a guy invites me out, he has to pay for everything. And
like,
that,
you gotta, First of all, you got to reimburse you for the gas.
Let me explain to you. This is how it's going to happen.
Here's the gas money back, babe.
No, this is what's going to have to happen. If a guy asks me out, number one, I have a child. So you're going to have to pay for their nanny. Boom. That's number one. Number first two, date? Hell yeah. You want me to come out? I can't come out. I got my daughter, nigga.
Proceed.
Exactly. Right, so number one, you have to pay for my nanny. Point blank, period.
Number
two, you got to pay for, well, depending on how far it is, gas is expensive as fuck. So if I'm like low on gas and I ain't got paid yet and it's that week that I ain't got paid, you either gonna have to Uber me there or you gonna have to give me something for gas. Like I'm not, and to be honest, I'm not even gonna say that money goes directly towards gas. Like I'm gonna need something. I might add on, be like, yeah, my nanny is $300, but it's really like $100, and then keep the other two and then use that for the gas instead of telling you it's for the gas. But you gonna get get capped more than what the fuck I need anyway. So I can't offset my expenses that's going to take me to get to come hang out with your ass.
Diabolical.
I don't know. I kind of...
You said he got to pay for the gas, too.
I mean, I would like for him to pay for the gas, especially if he's driving me or, you know... I go
if he's driving
of,
you.
Yeah, like if he picks me up, I'm real big on chivalry. I'm real big on, hey, I'm going to come and get you.
So you want
I'm
him gonna... first date, you don't mind him coming to pick you up from your house?
No.
You don't mind?
Mm-mm.
What if he's fucking cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs?
And I got a couple guns for cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs and his families.
Shit.
But my
you
thing,
can say that.
But I'll drive. I feel like I got a good judgment of character so far. However, what I will say is I let people hang themselves. So I'm going to see what you're going to offer.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to offer to pay for my gas if we go out and I link up with you and I'm like, hey, let's stop by the gas station?
Okay,
you know what
yeah.
I mean? Like, I throw things out like that because I can't physically come out and like, give me some money.
How would that happen? So you say...
So let's say we're meeting somewhere and like we've went out to eat. Now he wants to do X, Y, and Z. And I'm like, hey, let's grab some gas. Like, let me go get some gas. That's
and if you pull
say,
up, oh, and
let
then
me
let me get
gas.
It.
If not, I make a mental note of that.
Oh no, that's true.
I don't ask for things, so I let yeah. you. I'm a trick. I spend money. You feel me? Like I'm gonna
spend money when I like
I'm
you.
I'm gonna spend money.
Yeah.
But if you want me to come out, if you're offering for me to come out, I think a man should be a gentleman and pay for everything.
No,
absolutely.
I feel that. It's hard for me to ask a man for some money too. But what I do definitely, I know for a fact, what I ask off rip is. I need a nanny. That's just that. Like
yeah.
That and I'm gonna tell you that off rip. Like I ain't gonna.
If she say we gotta go by the gas station. I mean you already know.
Yeah.
You gotta. It's kind of the same way.
Even with the baby thing, I would expect for somebody to be like, well, how much does a babysitter cost? I want to take you out. Like I would let him to see if he's gonna offer that because that's before I ask. I'm not allowing him to see if he really that if he that type of nigga. So I'm going to want to know if he going to offer
but,
that
but
or
I mean,
not.
He might
no
be that type of, but he might be that type of nigga. He's just not that type of nigga for you. Like,
yeah, we don't need to know.
Okay, then you don't have to be that type of nigga for me. Then
it's,
thank you for letting me know that. It's over with for
shit,
your ass.
It's certain shit that'll be, like, it'll be, all this shit easy for niggas to do, right? Because the bar is already kind of low for what men got to do for a woman to be impressed. Let's
unfortunately.
Be Let's be honest. So a woman could be like, I like for a guy to take me out. For one nigga, that's going to be like, I ain't doing that shit. For another nigga, he'd be like, hell yeah, that's easy. But it just depends if he the type of nigga that want to do that.
So that's like the post that I seen on Instagram. It said, I ain't never seen a nigga with money complain about a girl asking for something.
It depends, because niggas with money, the wrong girl will be asking. And like, it's like, okay,
I don't
so
know. If a nigga with money in a relationship and his girl asks for something, like, he don't be tripping. He'd be like, all right, babe, here you go.
You could be an average nigga and a girl asks for something. It all depends on if the nigga likes you. Like, I remember I was talking to this chick years ago, and she was like, I want to, take me out, whoop-de-whoop-de-whoop. So I'm like, okay, shit, let's go to Waffle House. And she was like, oh, I thought a guy your caliber would, take me to a fit. No, you're not that type of girl. You're not, like, you have to know your place in the nigga life. Like, if I'm just trying to beat, no, when I'm not about to court you like
that. What time was it when you were trying to take her to Waffle House?
It was like, shit.
I hope not during the day.
No, it wasn't during the day.
It was like early morning?
No, I was ready. She said, take you out. I was ready, like, shit, we can go right now.
No, was it like 3 in the morning, like after the club type
thing?
Yeah,
like.
As an actual dinner.
Right.
No, it was like midnight. Midnight. A little bit after midnight.
So I went on a date to Waffle House before, like stuff like that. I'm a hood baby though, so none of that shit bothers me. Like I don't really get too worked up about like where a man takes me or anything like that. I really don't. But I'm not gonna go out with a nigga who ain't got no money.
But
I'm not.
I feel like if you are the type of woman that gets caught up on where you're gonna go, like
I don't care.
Do you care about the destination or the nigga that's taking you?
No, you care about you really don't care about the nigga for real. You say both, but really, most of the time, the bitches really don't give a fuck. They just want to go somewhere nice.
I think it just depends on the caliber of man. You have men who have been trying to fuck with you for so fucking long, then you give them the chance, and then it's just like, waffles. Like, I love romance. Like, I like a nigga to really think about, okay, I am.
Okay.
No kids, no ring, a lot of my own everything. So I... When niggas in my DMs are trying to
cook,
or but I'm a chef, definitely. So that's why the bar is a little higher for me, because I am a chef. I just feel like a nigga should just, like, if you've been beating down my ear for a long time,
then you better come
me,
correct.
Then you have to, I feel like you need that to come is, correct.
You
I'm
know?
Not saying, hey, take me to Salt Bae. But I'm also not saying don't take me to Waffle House, because if you have been watching my Instagram, you know I don't eat Waffle House.
Yeah.
You know
what's crazy? Yeah. You know what's crazy is, like, somebody was in my DMs and was like, let me take you out. And I responded, and I was completely honest, and I'm like, no, because I don't really think that you're ready for somebody like me. Like, period. And he was like, no, trust me. Like, I see how you move. I see what you like. I've talked to a girl, like, that's similar on your caliber. So I know how to come.
And he probably been watching
when
you,
it come
he probably
to
knows.
You. So then it got me thinking, like, damn, like, do niggas, so niggas really know, like, if I'm gonna come at some girl, I gotta come correct. So,
yeah.
So why he, so that? Really, basically, if he come at you on some Waffle House shit, he trying your ass.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
if he knows.
That's how you meet somebody.
As a man,
if you meet me on Instagram, you know for a fact, especially if you've been begging me, I feel like this is my opportunity. I get to see Isis, I get to take her out. Let me put my big boy suit on and let me do it up.
Let me do it the right way.
But,
yeah.
But if we meet at a club and then it's kind of like, well, what you doing after this? I'm not going home with you first and foremost.
A-A.
But if you want to do a part two, just to you know, talk on things, I'm okay with Waffle House, because you don't really know me.
Yeah, I'm
just,
cool with Waffle
late,
House,
so we can go kick it.
But sometimes, you know, as a man, I could say, like, in my eyes, some women be some Waffle House ass bitches. Like,
yeah,
I'm not,
you're right. You're
I'm not going
right.
to. I'm
I mean, not,
going,
not just Waffle House ass bitches. We're not just gonna say Waffle House, because everybody gonna go to Waffle House at like 3-4 o'clock.
No, no, no. We talking about.
We
like,
gonna say
this is,
like
this is
Wendy's ass bitches or
you said Wendy's?
Yeah,
McDonald's,
or Taco
Arby's.
Bell. Ooh.
Taco Bell. Like, these are like
TGI
like,
Fridays.
And I feel tried if you think I would feel tried if you think you're anything above that to me. Like, don't ask me. No, like you.
Yeah,
think,
you know what?
I don't want it, because part of that is I don't want anybody else to see this shit. To make it, give them the
so you
idea.
Need to make your expectations clear. You need to, this needs to be, I want to
fuck. Ain't no nice way to say that.
But you know what I don't like? I don't like how it's like, say I have my expectations, like, nigga, you know, if you coming at me, don't come at me like you finna take me to no fucking Waffle House or you finna take me to McDonald's, because if you do, you trying me, right?
Absolutely.
Now, and that's just what I expect. Like, I'm not McDonald's ass bitch. I am.
You're not.
I am. But don't take me on no date.
Not,
I mean,
like,
I'll go get my own. But listen, right. That being said, I also feel some type of way, because it's like, if a guy comes and approaches me and says, hey, I want to take you out. Let me take you to, no offense, Red Lobster. And I'd be like,
he may be the type of nigga that still think Red Lobster is fine dining. Because a lot of, you know, we grew up, we're thinking
but
Red
just
Lobster
check
was
it.
That shit.
No facts, but and check it out. If I tell him.
That's what you learned. That's the only
if
really
I tell
thing
him, I don't eat Red Lobster. I'm like, oh, I don't eat Red Lobster. Now I'm a bougie bitch.
No,
or
big money.
Or I'm like a bitch who, you know.
Big money.
Oh, she got money. Oh, I hate them niggas. They're the niggas with no money.
We had this conversation on the radio show like a week ago. Like,
money,
fellas.
Call you out.
Do not. Gotta retire big money.
Yes.
But I just wanna know, why is it that when I have certain expectations for myself and I know what I'm gonna eat, what I'm not gonna eat, when you try to take me somewhere, I'm like bougie or.
Well, hold on. Let me answer
because
that
I don't
wanna
go
first.
There.
I feel like a lot of. Well, I'm not gonna say a lot. I feel like some women will try to use their.
Most women.
They will use their expectations of a man to level up. Like, if you have never eaten at anything other than Chili's, Ruby Tuesday,
this they time to say some nice shit so they can go out.
Yeah, like, I'm not about to take you to your first nice restaurant.
No.
Like, especially if I'm just trying to beat.
Well, what if she's a girl who never had the money to take herself out to these places, but she's beautiful? And all these men take her to all these nice places. So that's what she's used to going to. But when she go get something to eat, she going somewhere, you know, local because she can't really afford it. But if a nigga want to take her out, she want to go and eat that nice shit because she can't go and eat that nice shit. So you trying to say that she can't, you trying to say that she can't want nice shit because she can't afford it? You crazy as fuck. Right. I can't afford no damn, I don't know, Range Rover. That don't mean I don't want one. No, that don't mean that I ain't expecting a nigga to buy me one either.
What I said was, if you have never been to this shit ever, like not even on a date with another nigga.
Maybe you haven't. I haven't been to what's it called? Best Steak. What is it? Steakhouse.
But you've been to places.
Atlanta Steak Market.
Yes, I have never been there, but that don't mean.
But you've been to places adjacent to it.
She gonna take me.
You've been to places like that.
Yeah, I've been to places like it.
I pay for a nanny and gas.
Ooh, I'm a trip. It's fucking lit.
You like women too?
I like a little bit of everything.
JoJo got them hoes. Okay, no, hello?
JoJo's Cabaret.
But that is hilarious. That is funny. But let's be clear. We're talking about dating, not going out. When you go out, that's a no-pressure type of situation. But when you're dating, when you want to date someone, when you want to court someone, you got to show up and show out.
You do.
Girl about to put her lashes on, about to do her hair, about to get her nails done, take me somewhere nice. You're trying to show something of what it could be.
Do you expect them to pay for the nails and shit, too?
No, I mean, I don't.
Not if you're going on a date. Like, yeah, now.
Because
I'm
not going
to
get done without you.
Like, I seen some women say, hold on now. They want a nigga to pay for their outfit.
I will say this.
Broke.
I wouldn't say, like, for a date or something, but, like, say, for instance, I had somebody that was trying to take me to P's birthday party. Like, he's like, oh, I want you to come.
And they invited you?
Yeah, and they invited me. Nigga, I ain't got nothing to wear to that.
You need a dress.
Yeah, like, I need you. You're going to have to. You want me to come? Like, I ain't got none of that shit. And you want me to come? You want me to look nice and be next to you? Then you got to pay for that shit.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
Like, that's just it. Like, yes, I could do my nails and my hair, my toes and all that shit. But yeah, you trying to send me to a gala? Like, no. And I'm not finna come in there looking any kind of way. So you going to have to pay for it. If you're not going to pay for it, that's fine. Take somebody else who got an outfit. I ain't got shit. So.
Yeah,
I'm gonna pull up in this and you'll be embarrassed.
But dating, I think you should just come with it and stop trying to fake the funk and try to date her because you want to fuck her, so you're gonna just play with
her. Yeah, that's so annoying. That's annoying.
Women set themselves up for that shit. Like, you know what I'm here for.
No,
bro.
Women don't set themselves up for it. You know what they do?
You know what I'm here for.
Okay, then you need to know what she there
How
for
do you
then.
Know what that's, but that's the whole problem. Y'all be assuming about the other situation.
If the only time I'm hitting you up is like after 10 o'clock, bro, like, come on.
And if the only time I'm hitting you is when I'm hungry, then come on.
Come on. All right, so send me the pussy then.
No, we want to get courted. And then sometimes, you know.
Set yourselves up.
No,
for that
listen,
shit.
Listen. Because sometimes women, you know, they feel like they may like you, right? And they may know that all you want to do is hit. But they may feel like, yo, I got some bomb pussy and I'm a great person. So maybe if I, you know.
Maybe I can
get him to really. Actually find out who
care.
I am.
I don't care about none of that shit. I'm as a person. Beat.
Yeah, you don't know that
My
you don't care.
Off rip. He's just hungry. Give him some pussy to eat. He wants some.
That's
he's hungry.
It. Like, women complicate
but you don't,
shit.
You don't know if you don't care. Like, you don't know.
I do know.
I know good
you
and
cannot,
damn well.
You cannot
Check
make
out.
A nigga like you that don't want to like you.
No, you crazy as fuck. I know good and damn well. First of all, I'm a very likable person. I have a great personality. I'm cool as fuck. And my pussy is off the fucking charts, okay? So, number one, if I meet this guy and I know that he just wants to fuck, I know for a fucking fact, like, once he actually fucking hangs out with me.
He's going to be like, damn, this bitch is cold.
He's going to be like, yeah, like, he going to think I'm cool as fuck and he going to want to keep fucking with me. Not only because I'm cool, but because I got good ass pussy. So, yes, the shit can happen. It's been times where I done fucked with a nigga, like, in the industry. And his ass, I'm sure, only thought that he was going to fuck, but he did not fuck me, like, on the first night, on the second night. And you know what? He kept me around because I was cool as fuck. He didn't be like, oh, whatever. And then when we did fuck. He kept me around and wanted me to fucking quit my job and move in and all types of weird shit.
I think that's what happens now my page is mostly food and maybe some like face shots and like me traveling. But I think when I was focusing my Instagram just on me, I think, you know, a lot of men, and this is regular to say, they may look at your page and be like, damn, I want to fuck. She got a nice body. She bad as hell. I want to fuck. So it's been times where people may have hit me up on that reason. Maybe they want to fuck, but really chill with me or took me out of date. And it is like, damn, I blew their mind. They're like, yo, this bitch cold. Like, she cool as shit. Like, I want to chill with you. I want to be around you. Niggas want to be with you. First date, they hit my line.
Exactly. He be thinking that, like, shit don't be like that. Now, I'm not going to say that there aren't any girls.
Cold nigga, dog.
Like, it might be a girl that a dude might want to hit because she got a fat ass and she probably got her face probably throwed off. Great personality. But niggas know off rip. Like, I don't give a fuck what your personality is, bitch. You fucked up. Your face is fucked up, but your ass is fat and I just want to fuck. Got you. Yeah. But don't forget that woman may not want to just, like, she might want to prolong the situation. Like, you know, and to be honest, you might spend less money that way.
Yeah.
Like, if you just pay for the pussy, say she like, okay, that's 1500. Like, you wanna hit? All right, 1500. You see this ass?
Pussy's high nowadays. I got friends who sell it. That shit high. Y'all niggas really can't afford
pussy. Inflation has hit pussy, too.
Y'all crying about gas.
The
y'all
pussy market is inflated.
It's inflated.
Yes. So, check it out.
Joe Biden!
Okay? So, check it. So, 1500, right? Now, you probably take her out. You probably show her a good time, finessing her 2-3 dates. You probably spent, like, $300, $400. On dinner or something, and now you done fucked her, and then now she gone. You done saved that little $1,500. Why you talking about she want her to sell it up front? And maybe sometimes she just don't want to do that. Like, you gotta understand that women don't, like, women, okay, we understand that men want to fuck. We get that. Off rip, we do understand that. But we also understand that you're not finna just fuck us. You're not finna just fuck us. Why? That's just it.
Why?
Because we don't want to fuck you.
Right. So there ain't nobody you want
to
fuck.
Y'all no, you like came to me.
Y'all don't like fucking?
You slid in my DMs, nigga.
I know, but y'all like fucking,
nigga,
way more. I feel like sex is not even. Like, I used to think, like, Atlanta got me fucked up thinking, because I'm not from here. I'm from Jersey originally.
Yeah, I'm not
and
from here either.
I think
it
Atlanta
does.
Is kind of thing. Like, you got to pay for this pussy. And I was just like, ew, no.
Exactly.
But when you kind of think about it, it's not an equal, equal transaction. Because
it's not.
How bad you want to fuck me, I don't want dick that much.
Exactly.
I got Rosetta at home, and AKA so now, like,
and so
I don't
now,
care about fucking that
we gotta
much.
Up the ante.
You gonna have to
work for
you
this.
You gonna have to do some shit for me to be.
You want it too bad,
this nigga.
You want it too
it's
bad.
It's way more than looks for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's way more than looks.
You gotta have a lot going on.
I want a man carry himself. I love confident men. I love a confident nigga. Mm. Everybody not confident. Niggas be talking. Example: y'all scared to tell a bitch I want to just fuck. Y'all pop all this shit, but don't know how to tell a bitch I just want to fuck. Like you just said,
I've had niggas said that to me before. It pissed me off. I'm gonna respect
really
you.
If you really came out and said that, come on, let me be honest. Nigga really said, "Hey man, I'm just really trying to fuck." You really gonna like kind of hate that nigga?
No, you're gonna talk some shit.
I'm gonna
know
how to go about that situation.
Yeah, you gonna talk some shit.
Thank you for telling me.
But you gonna be like, damn,
you save
like
money, and I just save my time.
Yeah, if you a real nigga, like if you a real nigga, and a motherfucker tell you that, like off rip, that shit gonna catch you off guard. Like a nigga be like, come to me like, damn, like I think you find this fuck, but I ain't gonna lie, I just wanna fuck you, girl. I'm gonna be like, what? Nigga, what?
I'm gonna be boy, so thankful that he told me that I didn't waste my time.
I'm gonna say, boy, fuck you. That's what I'm gonna say. Dead ass. I'm gonna be like, boy, fuck you. Don't nobody wanna fuck you, nigga.
Right.
And then I'm gonna think about it like,
whereas if he had came with a more subtle approach.
No, listen, I'm gonna be like, damn, like, damn, that nigga really told me that he wanted to fuck. Like, but the reason is because It's a couple things that's gonna go through my head. Number one is I'm gonna be like, nigga, do you think I'm a hoe? Like, you think I'm some kind of hoe that you think
question.
You could just tell me that you want to fuck me, nigga? Like, that's how I'm coming for off rip. Like, yes, I appreciate it, but it's just a way to it's a way to say it. Like, you don't have to come up to me and be like, I just want to fuck you, bitch. I'll slap the shit out you. Like, what you fuck you think I am, a hoe, nigga? You better come correct. I'm a woman. I'm a queen. You better bow down and respect the ground that I fucking walk on. Don't disrespect me like that, nigga.
Look at you, scary nigga. Scary nigga.
So come to me correctly. So if you come
you
to me,
a hoe. You could
come.
Hoes. You
yeah,
you
yeah. Like
no
I'm not no
I'm
hoe. You can't. You're not gonna talk to me. You're not gonna talk to me like I'm a hoe. So, but if you want to fuck, then you come. You say whatever it is that you need to say to get me to get your number.
Don't
we can walk the walk. And then yeah, and then as we're talking, you know, ease your way
like,
into that
like
shit.
Corny pickup line.
Not corny. So
what we looking like one time?
What you mean? Corny pickup lines.
Like saying corny shit. I don't know. I work at the club, so I hear too much of trying to talk to me. I'll talk to a nigga who may be aggressive, and I gotta shut the fuck up. Kind of play with him like that,
yeah.
Or somebody say some funny shit. I love funny niggas. I don't know. I'm a funny bitch.
So corny. So what? It's hard in the club anyway, though. Like I remember we used to be at King of Diamonds, and I was talking to the chick and shit, just trying to yell over the music. It's hard to be smooth yelling over music.
Nah, I just think like in the club. The right way to approach a woman in the club is to pour her drink.
You gotta get her a drink. That's
bare. No, like, don't get her a drink. Pour her a drink, because she in a section with bottles. Don't go give me a drink, because I need a section. So I don't even know what the fuck you're talking about.
So if a dude try to holler at you in the club and he ain't got a section, he already like behind the eight ball?
I'm not gonna even see him if he's not in a section, because I'm walking straight in, automatically straight into a section. So it don't really matter.
If I'm working, I don't know. I look at it kind of different because
if you working?
Yeah, well, see, I'm a bartender as well. So.
Oh, well, I used to do bottle service. Yeah, so I get it.
So it's a little different. The caliber of people who are at the bar versus, you know.
Oh, no. You get people. No.
I'm saying I don't mind if he don't have a section.
Yeah, because
I like guys, niggas will be by themselves. So a guy exactly. who by himself, he not about to buy. Got some of them who want to sit down, you know, and just go and pay the little price to sit down. But, you know, I don't really judge off of that.
I'm talking about when you out partying, because at work, that's totally different.
Oh, out partying, yeah. He's going to have to give me something to drink for sure.
Yeah, because there's like random, like when I'm working, like I know I see random dudes when I used to work, like I see random niggas that's like in the like crowd somewhere or whatever. And some of them, it's just, I like me a low-key ass nigga.
Me too.
You know, and somebody who come in there, they just trying to chill, mind their business. They got the money. They just ain't in there trying to show everybody else. Like, low-key as fuck. Like, I like them type niggas, you know? But what I'm saying is, if I'm in the club, I'm already in a section. So you going to have to catch me, what, going to the bathroom? You're not going to catch me going to the bathroom because I don't use public bathrooms at all. So... like you
coming in, going out.
Yeah, exactly. That's all you're gonna catch me doing. So if I'm in a section, like the way I think a man should say, you know, his way of telling me that he liked me, he wanna get to know me, he'd be like, never, like, yeah. That let me know he's interested.
Or send a drink or something.
Yeah, like, don't be like, hey, what's up, girl? Like, no. Like,
come up here trying to dance behind me, but get the fuck.
Yeah,
I'm be honest, I don't need to do that shit no more. That shit dead.
Niggas gotta wait till the end of the night if you in the club. Right. You give a girl a drink, you make sure she good all night, just make sure you check on her, like, you straight, like, you good? That'll let you know, like, okay, he interested. Make a little eye contact, whatever.
Eye contact gets me, because me and a nigga could be looking at each other from across the room. So if he say something about me or walk by me, I'm going to be like, so what's up? You want to fight? Yeah, that's how I talk to niggas. Ooh. I be playing, but so what's up? You want to fight? What you keep saying at me for?
Nah, you know, want to fight is that's
nah,
cold.
Nah, I'm telling you, that's cold. The niggas be like, nah.
Ooh, we gonna fight when I see you. Yeah, all
right. Right. I don't.
I'm just aggressive.
I'm aggressive.
I love looking at a guy. Like, if we looking at each other the whole time,
I am.
She about to punch the shit out of me.
No, she do. She be hitting me.
I know. Yeah. I see the way she talks to you, but you listen though.
Exactly.
You listen, so it don't even matter. I don't even want to hear that. Oh, you aggressive. You listen very well at that.
Yeah. You better listen, nigga.
Yeah, I'm getting
jumped. But I used to well, I done never had a problem with when I say I'm aggressive, I say like I have no problem with approaching a man and like getting his number. Mm-hmm. But if I do see like me and a guy, we keep making eye contact with each other, I will not be the first one to come up to him.
I'm sticking middle fingers and everything up.
Like,
I'm sending all kind of look.
I might smile a little bit so he know, you know, okay, like I see him looking. But at the end of the night, he's going to have to approach me. If you don't approach me, I'm going to be like, damn, like you a weak-ass nigga for that.
Yeah, for sure. I'm not walking.
Like, I want to see if you got the confidence in yourself to come up to me. Mm-hmm. But if it's a nigga that I don't know, he don't see me, like he don't see me looking at him or whatever, and I think he's attractive, I would definitely go up to him and ask him, like, you know, hey, what's your name, your number, shit like that.
Are you a shooter?
Who, me?
Yeah.
No, I definitely. It's been a couple. It's crazy because the couple guys that I've messed with, I actually got their number. Like, I walked up to them, I was like, hey, whatever. And it's crazy because one of the dudes ended up having so much fucking money, I didn't even fucking know it. And
he
thought I was trying to, like, he thought because I came up to him that, I don't know, somebody told me or something. Like, he thought I was trying to set him up, basically. And I was like, damn, nigga, I didn't know who you were. I didn't know how much money you had. Like, I ain't know shit about you. I just was trying to talk to you.
Niggas definitely do, like.
Well, you look like a setup girl. Do I look like a setup girl?
Yes, you absolutely.
He got some money. Go over there and talk to him.
I look like a setup girl.
I didn't know that.
Bro, look at you.
What?
She like a setup girl. You got a fucking hoodie and a mask on.
No, this is not how setup girls is. Setup girls be the girls that look like this. Dressed all the way. No
offense. Both of y'all set up girls.
Not saying that you set that up. You set people up, but I'm saying, like, a set up girl is a girl who's really fucking bad. You know, she got nails done, hair did, everything did. Like, you know what I'm saying? She looked bad as fuck.
Yeah.
And she the set up girl. Like, she the one that go out and get the niggas to come to the crib on some
solo
shit. Yeah. And then, you know, get them to the crib, and rob his ass. That's a setup, like, girl.
Legit setup.
Yeah.
Oh, nah, I don't play them type of games.
Not me either. Hell, but nah. I'm saying, like, he told me that, though. He was like, you look like a setup girl. And I'm like, whoa. Then when I told him where I was from, that was it right there. He was like, oh, yeah, bitch, I ain't fucking with you.
Where you from?
Chicago.
All right, thank y'all for having me so much. I appreciate y'all. Like, I'm a holler.
Right, like, that's exactly, exactly what Chicago and Memphis are for both. But either or, don't fucking matter. Like,
nah,
I tell them both.
Nah, but, yeah, I'm not setting no nigga up. It ain't no point. Mm. Man, I don't play them games.
This Atlanta.
I got brothers, and niggas really kill bitches. Like, don't be playing with bitches. Like, this ain't the time to be like, oh, guys don't hit women, and you know what I mean? I'm not playing with nobody like that. I'm not even setting bitches up. I'm beating bitches up if I need to.
Facts.
But, you know, I'm a sweetheart, so.
Yeah. All right, so I got a question. We was talking, I'm going to go there later. What do y'all think about the hoochie short trend that's going on social media right now? You good? You good? You mask?
That whole, I don't know, women can't have shit for themselves. Like, facts. That be pissing me off. Like,
facts.
The gay community can't have nothing for themselves. Women can't have nothing for themselves. Hoochie daddy shorts? Like,
yeah.
Just mask us. I don't like it.
I would say,
they're cute.
I kind of like them a little bit.
I know, but do we have to address them, though? Do we have to call these niggas hoochie daddies?
It's a certain...
Like, it's calling them the hoochie daddies, really.
That's what it is, because I like...
Well, I consider these, like, you know, these are short.
This nigga got on coochie cutters over here, y'all.
I have coochie cutters. These are just above the knee.
I'm going to tell you this.
These are just above the
with
knee.
With the hoochie daddy shorts, I like seeing niggas' legs.
Oh, especially if it's tatted up.
Yeah, like if a nigga leg...
Nice legs.
Boy, yo, lame
okay,
ass
tattoo.
Okay,
my boy got the tats. Two.
Boy ain't got no tattoos.
That boy got 3 tattoos.
I got 4.
4, okay.
I'll have 10 by the end of the summer.
Okay, he got the hoochie daddy above the knee one.
Yeah, but it's not like up in the up in the dick
area. Kodak tattoos is horrible.
My tattoos fire. What are you talking about?
They said you had a tramp stamp too.
That's funny.
Listen, the hoochie daddy shorts is like a certain... It's a certain limit to it, okay? Now, your shit can't be all the way up in your balls. Like, you got to keep digging it out your balls. Like,
it can't be looking like underwear. Fellas.
Like, yeah, like it's stuck in your
can't
balls.
Be too
like,
tight.
Come on. But I do like the Hoochie Daddy shorts, though. I do like it. I like seeing men's legs. Like, I'm just, I don't know what it is. I'm so sexual. Anything like men, like,
it's
I just
a horny ass nigga.
I swear, like, I just, they're
Me
such
too.
A sexy
I just
ass creature,
like
man.
I don't like the name. I don't like, imagine. Like,
yeah.
Again, I like real masculine type of men. So imagine he like, yeah, you like these Hoochie Daddy shorts. Like, oh, no, baby.
Nah.
I like
it's really
what?
Calling yourself a Hoochie Daddy. Really
no, it's really.
I think it's the name.
It's really about how you dress. Like, it's about how you dress. Like, I know some niggas that's not
going. It's a skater thing. It's really a skater thing.
Yeah, like.
It's really a skater thing.
Yeah, I don't see
it's
nothing
really,
wrong.
It's really a surfer boy. You know, that's what they wear. Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like maybe
I don't see
not
nothing.
Originated, but I like it. I just don't like the word hoochie daddy. Like, and then
yeah.
niggas be like, yeah, I'm a hoochie daddy.
Yeah, I don't like them short up like
Fellas,
like
do
this.
Not be
but
calling
in the
mid,
I think if they have them like
Please.
In the middle of like their quad, that's okay.
Especially
I ain't tripping
if you can
on
see
that.
It hanging.
Like, I want to see. I want to see. I want to see.
Mm-hmm.
I thought y'all said men were hornier than women. Y'all in this bitch.
No,
up.
Women be hornier than men, but
men
just want pussy. I mean, want sex way more than women.
Right,
they want it more. Like we can go today without busting a nut. Y'all can't. Hmm. How many nuts you busted today?
I haven't busted a nut since what's today? Thursday. Tuesday.
Wow.
Mm.
Good job.
And when I say busting a nut, that's like jacking off too.
Yeah. Oh, niggas definitely goddamn. Niggas is
prepared. No, I'm talking about you. Like, I'm talking about you jacking off.
Yeah.
That's why you got them fucking gloves on.
So it wasn't
it's
right.
It's cold. It's chilly in here.
No, oh. You got calluses on your hands. So the last time you busted a nut was Tuesday. That's including jacking off?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, you ain't going to go today without jacking off. I know that.
Probably not. Got a mission later.
Yeah, well.
You're going to take her to Waffle House first, clearly.
Right. Exactly.
And then eat her butt.
And then ain't getting no pussy.
You probably just be eating bitches out and getting no pussy. That's
right.
Crazy.
You look like that type.
That's wild.
What's wrong with that? What if I just like eating pussy?
Nah. So a bitch that you don't know, you just gonna eat her pussy
no,
and gonna be on her merry
no,
little way?
No, it's not gonna be somebody else.
Little buffet mouth.
Right.
I mean,
why
chump chumper?
You said what?
Chump chumper.
Chump chumper.
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
A chump chumper. That's what the fuck you is.
You just made that shit up?
Yes.
I think so.
I definitely just made that up.
So are you discouraging men from eating pussy?
Hell no. Eat the fuck out that pussy.
But?
Eat vagina.
Eat it. I ain't saying butt nothing. Eat it.
Well, why are you trying to shame me?
I'm shaming you because you my nigga.
Damn, that's crazy.
don't want my nigga out here looking crazy. I don't give a fuck about these other niggas.
How am I looking crazy for eating pussy?
Because you eat random bitches' pussy.
I don't eat random
and
bitches'
And then you don't be getting pussy.
Right.
You just say cool you be...
Oh, well, okay. Well, we'll say that. That's we're not going to say there's a problem with that because some men...
It's not like I eat some men get denied off, pussy
no,
after.
No, no, right. Some men just that's like... Different. Some men like to... They get off on just giving head. Like, they don't want shit after that.
Do you be beating your dick while you eat it or is that too X-rated? It's my first time on the show.
Nah, it's
let
very,
me know. Girl, we've been talking about shit this whole damn very, time. Now you're talking about is that no, too X-rated?
No, the shit we're talking about on the phone was worse.
Oh, wow.
Yesterday.
Who, me?
Yes.
Butt stuff.
How'd you know?
I was like, oh, our show was like, how did we get on this topic? Oh, can we talk about that? I'm just gonna say it. I want to play with somebody's booty hole, and that's what I was telling Kodak on the phone. Like, I know it's a lot. But I do. I want to do it. I'm ready. I'm freaky. I'm ready.
Like a man's.
Yes. What? A man's booty hole.
You want to peg someone?
I don't know.
Oh no. You said I know. You said, I forgot what the conversation was. You said, yeah, I'm going to be running back a nigga ass.
Oh, yeah, something. I said, yeah, I think I'm ready to play in somebody's booty hole.
And I'm like, yo.
You was like, what are we talking about? Okay, I'm like, I don't know.
You say play, like full play, like let me use a toy.
She
want to
put a finger.
I think I want to put my finger in there.
Like eat it? I done ate some ass before.
I done ate some ass. No,
before.
I done ate ass already. Like I done crossed that off my bucket list. I done ate
what,
ass.
Man ass?
Yeah. Yeah. And I liked it.
Yeah, I liked
right,
it because he
you,
liked
bro.
It.
I liked it.
Now y'all eat.
I ate ass. I ate a man's ass, and I liked it.
Did you that wing I gave you?
No, it's in my house. I'm gonna record me doing it today. It's in the crib. Mm. But why you ate ass or something?
No,
it tastes like ass.
No, I just remembered.
Oh,
I
he did something with it. Don't forget.
Right,
don't
the
eat
fuck?
That shit. I don't know what it is.
But
don't
nah, eat
it. No, it's just hot as fuck.
Yeah. So disclaimer. Yes, I have ate. I ate a nigga ass, and I want to play with a nigga ass now. Like I want to play with a nigga's ass.
I want to have a question with your experience, and maybe because you gave me a hot five, seeing that you like it. How do you ask, or how do you want to be asked to eat?
Get over here.
Eat this
so,
ass.
So, I would say that's like the hard part. So I'm not just out here eating anybody's ass. Like that's just not what. What's going on, but whoever it is, like it, whoever it has to be somebody that you've been talking to for a long time, and then you have to like just you know try to get close. I wouldn't ask.
So you do it. You don't ask. You don't want to be asked.
I don't know how it is for a nigga that's like a random ass nigga that I'm not gonna eat a random nigga ass.
Okay, so wonder if you did it once and he liked it. How do you want him to be like, babe? Come eat my ass again. Like,
he's not gonna have to do it. I'm just gonna do it
every time.
Yeah,
you're a soldier.
Oh wow. So she is.
I am.
The person I was dealing with, he sent me a porn and I was at work. And I'm like, oh, okay, LOL, I'm watching it. Okay. He's
she
like, no.
She...
He's like, fast forward to this part.
He gave you the timestamp.
He said, go to minute 14, 21 seconds. So I went to 14, 21 and damn near the bitch was eating the nigga ass. So when I got home, I knew I had to eat his ass.
Was y'all like
did you
close?
Like it?
Y'all was close?
Yeah, that was my nigga at the time.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I loved it because he just was going out of his
he
mind.
Liked
he
it.
Was he was
yeah. Yeah, niggas
he
like that
squirming.
Shit. That's why I'm trying to put something in somebody's ass. Sorry.
But, so you don't mind messing with a bisexual man? Because I feel like
I do.
Okay. You do mind.
I do mind. Because I'm trying to put something in your ass. I don't want another nigga putting something in your ass.
But you don't think that kind of makes him curious about things going in his butt that
no,
maybe play with his sexuality?
No, because I think that...
You're a woman and doing it.
Yeah, I think that
I think that like just because something's in your ass doesn't mean that it's like...
Gotta be a dick.
It has to be a dick, yeah. I think it's like for someone to be bisexual, they have to actually like another man, you know,
right.
Sexually
yeah.
Or physically. And, you know, a man, some men don't like men, you know, sexually, physically or anything like that. They just might just like they asshole. And that's fine. It's perfectly fine. Like men, it's OK if you like shit in your ass for your girl to put it in there. That's not gay. That's a girl. It's not a guy. Gay is
no.
Two guys, whatever. But
you said no.
No, you don't think so?
I'm scared. I just feel like that's going to open up a whole can of
if that's what
booty.
He wants.
And if that's what happens, that's what he been wanting.
Yeah, he already wanted that shit.
I
yeah.
Know, but I don't want to have to bring him out to the gay world.
Who
like,
gives a fuck?
Amen. I just touched my booty, now I'm gay.
No, let him do what he do.
Yeah, he was gay and then I just
if he
his booty.
If,
was
if,
that
if your
right,
dude is I'm, eating your pussy, that's going to make you want another girl to eat your pussy?
No.
Or you just want to be with a girl because you want to be with a girl?
No, I see. I get what you're going. It's a double standard of what I'm thinking. You're absolutely right.
No, I... And I was telling Kodak, I was like, if I were to deal with a man and put something in his ass, I wouldn't. There are certain stipulations behind it.
Nigga couldn't bend over.
Number one, he could not be on all fours.
He said,
like when I eat ass, he got to be on his back.
He got to be on his back.
Unless he thick as fuck.
He got to be on his back. How he going to lift his legs up? What if he big?
You just do like this. Like just. You know how when, that's how you know a nigga, that's another thing, that's how you know a nigga won his ass ate. When you suck in his dick and then you go down to his balls and then he kind of lift up a little bit, that's how you know you get that ass. That's what you do. That's how you
I'm
know.
I'm saying, I want you to spread your shit all the way open. Like, men be like feeling like so like.
Nigga not trying to feel like no bitch.
Right, it's just sex. Open up them fucking legs, let me get up in there and stop playing with me.
You're so little. Oh my gosh, I'm scared.
Fucking vicious.
What?
Little chihuahua.
Anyway, so I don't want you on all fours. Mm-mm. You're either going to have to be like on your stomach or on
like
your back.
Like on his stomach? And yeah. And his butt like that from the back?
No, I'm talking about sticking something in his ass.
She's talking about
pig. I'm not, I don't want like a dick though. Like, I don't want to put like a dick in there. I want to put like anal beads or something.
That's the...
You've been practicing this, huh?
Who was the next topic?
No, I've been thinking about it.
I'm overwhelmed.
What's the difference? I mean, you're
nothing really.
What? There's not a difference?
What?
Between like a dildo and like
there
anal
is.
Beads?
Beads are literally just beads. It's B string.
Right.
A dildo is a full dick.
Yeah, that's like a dick. Like, who's doing now? That's gay.
But them beads go big as hell.
You gotta get the small beads.
But what if you pull it out?
You know what? Let's go to the next topic.
Oh my God, like, we are not about to sex shame in here. Like, it's just a little asshole.
We just reached our quota for talking about
booty stuff.
Niggas assholes?
And we'll be right back with the butt.
Do you have anything else you want to talk about?
Yeah, I got a toxic topic.
What's your toxic topic?
So, my toxic topic is... Is it acceptable for you, this is what we did earlier, is it acceptable for you to have a relationship with your ex while you're in a total different relationship?
Oh, friendship.
Friendship.
Yeah.
Is it acceptable for you to have a friendship with your ex while in a total different relationship?
I don't know. I kind of just think about it. It just depends on the person.
Would you be cool with your partner having a friendship with his ex-girlfriend?
If we started out as friends and I could trust them, then I wouldn't mind. Like how y'all said, if somebody gonna do something, they're gonna do it anyway.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck. You ain't doing shit on mine, I ain't letting you do shit.
If I know him and I feel like he's trustworthy, then I feel like niggas are gonna be wanting to be sneaky anyways. And
yeah, no,
shit.
That's
so
facts.
I feel like me saying no is kind of.
It don't matter
like,
if you say no, if you say yes. If you say yes, that's gonna open up the door to all types of shit. Yeah, I'm right. Hanging out with so and so. Okay, yeah, cool. Next thing you know, he bang her back out.
Okay,
them,
no.
Because them feelings are always gonna be there. Especially like if we're in a relationship, we used to fuck a lot, and now we just friends, and I'm in another relationship.
Nah, okay, so maybe no. Maybe I wouldn't be comfortable with that.
First of all, I don't want my nigga close to anybody that he done fucked. I want him to block all them bitches on Instagram that he ever fucked in his life.
Right, because that's my worst fear, being around, you having me around a bitch you used to be fucking, and I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, that's firsthand embarrassment.
Does he have to tell you, like,
absolutely. I'm airing that shit the fuck out.
Like, say you
I'm
going to
beat the fuck out of him.
Like, you go to a nigga tailgate for homecoming, right?
That's different.
How's it different?
It's different. Now, if you had me, like, oh, if we in passing or something, cool. But if we sitting there kicking it, ha-ha, he over there introducing, we over there taking shots together and shit like that, I'm going to beat the fuck out you.
If we in a section, if she is in the club and she's serving us... You hear me?
Okay.
If she is coming over our house because she's cool with maybe one of your other friends, but you used to, I need to know.
I'm going to beat the fuck out of you.
What if it was just like one time? And
I don't give a fuck.
I would still like to know. Because I'm telling you, I'm like, oh, that's your friend? I'm
and she's laughing at his jokes a little bit too hard.
I'm beating the fuck out of everybody.
Oh, in motherfucking
the
throat.
I'm beating the fuck out of everybody.
She chopped me in my shit.
Oh,
right,
yeah.
In her motherfucking
exactly,
throat.
Exactly, because I'm beating the fuck out of everybody.
I don't want nobody to play with me because I'm never going to have my nigga around a nigga that I'm fucking and
no,
just having him
just
looking
not
lame.
Gonna do that.
I'm not going to even disrespect
actually,
my nigga.
Actually, I did
like
that once before.
You're wild.
Yeah, but I ain't think about it like that.
Nah, yeah, you definitely got to tell your nigga.
No, like, I didn't think, I dead ass didn't think about it like that. I ain't think about it like damn, my show was fucking this nigga. I ain't think about it like that. I swear I did, because we was just the homie. Like, we was dead ass. He was just the homie. Like,
right. And
that's
sometimes
it.
Happen is one and done, and it's quick.
And then I was like, no,
but
it was multiple. It was multiple
see,
times.
He's a fucking villain.
No, but I swear I didn't even think of it like that. I didn't. I didn't think of it like that until afterwards. And I'm like, damn, I guess that shit was fucked up. My bad. It will never happen again. And it never happened again.
Lesson
learned. Yeah. Deadass didn't think of it like that because me and him was just the homies. Yeah, we was fucking. Like, okay, it was just, we was just fucking. But he the homie. So I thought about it.
Oh, nah, yeah. I'm not, I don't want to have my man. I want my man to feel like the top of the horse. Like, he just, nobody can't touch him.
But that nigga wasn't thinking, that nigga wasn't thinking, yeah, I fucked your bitch. That nigga wasn't thinking that way.
You can't give a nigga one up on your dude. Like,
I would never want that.
He wasn't thinking that way. He wasn't thinking that way.
He wasn't thinking that way because he didn't fucking know.
No, I'm saying the nigga that I was fucking wasn't thinking like, yeah, I fucked your bitch. Like, no.
Nah, I still feel like in the inside.
Because I'm thinking like, okay, this is a situation.
Even how cool y'all are, still.
It's a situation. Like,
he probably
years,
wasn't thinking.
This happened years ago. I was cool with this chick, like, and I'll never get, like, she let me suck her titties in the middle of the hall. Somebody who I know, and I'm, like, covering her. And, like, you know, we cool. I ain't never bring that shit up to him, because, like, it bring
just
up
a little titties up.
Yeah, just a little titties up. Like, right. That shit don't matter. Shit don't matter. But every time I see him, I'm like,
damn, I sucked her titties.
Yeah.
But you, like you said, it didn't matter, but you still was in your head.
It did matter.
Yeah, I don't want nobody. I don't want my man ever feeling like I have one up on him. Because if he think he have one up on me, yeah. Mm. Knock that ass down.
Damn.
Yeah.
So earlier in the show, you was talking about how your Instagram, you just had the body out on Instagram or whatever. So do you think, like, when women do have, like, the cheeks out on Instagram, do you think, like, that's kind of, like, asking for the attention they get that come with that?
Not asking, but it's just knowing that that's what's going to happen. It's a clear mind of knowing this is what you put out there. I'm not saying, hey, you're thirsty, because I've dealt with somebody and they were looking at me like, Isis, are you thirsty because you post that? And I'd be behind the bar twerking and stuff. It's not because I'm thirsty. You know, I'm capturing the moment of what I'm doing and the essence of who I am.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's them asking for attention and being negative. I just think that you just gotta mentally know, like, this is what the fuck it comes with.
Cause I've seen some women post that shit and then they be surprised when niggas coming at them like, oh yeah, I'm trying to fuck.
That's stupid. You just gotta know. That's like dealing with an athlete or somebody of some certain type of stature. Like, you just have to know, like, that's what it comes with.
That's so why my DMs is lame as fuck.
Cause you don't post things.
I don't post naked pictures.
She probably got one picture showing a little thigh when she was in fucking some country.
He remembers it.
Oh, I was right. How the fuck you remember?
Everybody remember that one thigh picture of you.
Before
we
met, I did the research. I was scrolling.
Yeah, like, I had no
778 pictures ago.
I ain't got no ass pictures. I ain't got no titty pictures.
I wasn't naked like that.
No, I ain't got no twerking. Yeah, yeah. Like, I literally have nothing to make a nigga be like,
really boring.
Yeah, like, I have nothing for a nigga to be like, let me slide her DMs. Like, nothing on there.
You do. You have personality. You have looks.
That's it.
Niggas can see that from IG.
Yeah, you can.
Now they can.
You can definitely see my personality on there. Yeah.
Yeah,
motherfuckers.
Oh, yeah, you did have your.
And you see my work. What you'll see is you'll see my personality and you'll see my work ethic. And you'll see the kind of mom I am. That's it.
You had radio shit on there before.
Other than that.
Y'all horny, because right now I got food on my page and I be having niggas like, yo, so what you cooking? So how good you look cooking? Well, you want to come over my house and cook for me? Y'all just horny. I don't care if I post
niggas
fucking
turn
puppies.
Anything into a sex conversation.
It could be fucking puppies. Niggas would be like, can I dog you out?
Right.
That's not the only doggy style we can
right,
do.
Right. Like,
that's
chill out.
That's hilarious.
Well, shit, man. That is episode 99.
Damn, that's 99?
99.
Yes, 99.
That's crazy.
Next episode is the Big 100. And I appreciate the homies for coming by and kicking it with us. Big homie Isis, how you doing? You good?
I appreciate you guys.
You got to bring us
so
a plate next
fun.
Time, bro.
I will. I'll
bring us a whole
food.
Damn tray.
I'll bring y'all a tray of food next time. You got to tell me what you like.
Everything.
Everything.
Oh, I cook everything, too.
Everything. Just surprises.
I'm going to just come over and then.
Y'all not about to be eating food.
Don't worry about what we eat.
I want to watch. Can I watch?
No.
Why would you want to watch me?
Be in the bushes.
You're disgusting. Mm-hmm.
Bushes?
Why would you want to watch me? It's giving incest.
Yeah,
and then the thigh picture is a lot for me.
Yeah, it's giving you probably.
You got
really
thighs
do.
Out of your ground?
It's giving you want to fuck.
I do not want to fuck you. You actually made my dick really soft.
Like soft, or like
shrivel up.
Or like it pop back in your stomach.
Somebody said you really actually make my dick go
that
really
shit,
really
like, you
soft.
Like, track, like,
a little turtle.
Now you went out here.
I make it hard.
Yeah, trying to see them cheeks jump while eating. Goddamn. Mac and cheese and yams.
I ain't got enough ass for you. Is that what it is?
Oh, wow. That's a lot.
Shut up. We ain't talking to you. What's up, baby?
Thank you guys for coming to the show.
This is the Big Homie's House.
You want your butt
Episode 99.
Yeah.
Kodak Nasty. And we out.
We out.
I eat your butt right now.
Right now?